I remember a couple of the professors did not think women should be in business. So I don't think he was especially nice or helpful to the women in the class. It was a little frightening because I think there were, I don't know, either 20, 25 to 50 women and 1,200 men. So it was a little bit intimidating, but you get used to that. What surprised me, because I had my first 2 years were in a women's college, but then I transferred to Michigan. And I was surprised at how smart men were, because I was used to smart women. So that was a little bit of a surprise. It has gotten better. Just the fact that we had a woman running for president is something. But yes, there, even here in San Diego, we have a lot more women CEOs and, not necessarily president of the company, but in high offices here in San Diego. When I was at Michigan, a friend of mine, and unfortunately I can't remember her name, was interested in starting the fraternity that is at Michigan now. So we worked a year on trying to get a chapter set up at Michigan, and the next year we did, and she went in as president, and I went in as vice president, and the following year I was president of Phi Chi Theta at Michigan. So I had a little early start getting involved in things. I have been involved for many, many years, over 50 actually, in the California Federation of Women's Clubs and the National Federation of Women's Clubs. So I've been active in the clubs at all the different levels. Right now I'm on the state board of the California Federation. And I just enjoy doing the volunteer work that we do, the money we raise, the projects we have to help people. What led me to business was the movies. When I was in, I don't know, must have been junior high at the time, sixth, seventh, eighth grade, I saw secretaries in the movies, and I thought, oh, I want to be a secretary. I worked with Dr. Place. I was in her classes and just really, really enjoyed that. But she's the one that sort of said I should go interview with AT&T, but it had nothing to do with being a secretary. They were interviewing for a position on their first women's management training program, and I was lucky enough to be chosen. So I was on their training program for a year. There were five of us. We went to different departments for 2 or 3 months at a time, learned as much as we could about all the different aspects of AT&T. And at the end of that, I was assigned to the accounting department in Atlanta. So that's where I was going to be working. Well, that lasted about 3 months when they asked me if I would like to go to New York to work on the IBM computer that AT&T was in the process of buying. So I, of course, accepted. And so I was a computer programmer in 1957. So I was not a secretary until I worked for State Farm in the 70s. Even though that's what I wanted to do, I didn't do it for a long time. I've been out of work now for, 20 some years. I have three children, a girl and two boys. And my youngest son, who's 50-some, he's got his master's in computer science, but he's the only one that followed me in the computer world. My other children did not, but that's fine.